I'm here with Dana Tyler. Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. This is a very special evening. How's my alma mater, CBS?
Well, it is still there on the second floor in the old dairy, now known as Broadcast Center, for the past many decades. And, you know, times have changed, but we're still cranking it out on local news, CBS 2.
See, that's the sign of a real news person, reporter, educator, teacher. She knows that Sheffield Farms started in that building. In fact, they used to have a train that came in there that brought
Yes.
Did you ever do a story on that?
No, but Mo Rocca has on the Sunday morning show. But you can still hear the train go underneath.
Yes.
And you can see the ramps that they used.
And,
you know, there are all sorts of folklore legends. Of, there's a fly. It must be from the cows or something, you know. So it's great. It's not in a glamorous area like Rockefeller Center or Times Square.
Well,
but you know what? I love that. It's our neighborhood.
It has changed into some of a nice, glamorous time over there.
It has changed a lot.
I'll have to say our president, Donald Trump, he was one of the inspirational real estate people that took that piece of land that was abandoned.
That's right.
When we used to park by Con Edison over there and took it. It was the first one, I believe, to go over there and build. And then many came after that, right?
Absolutely, especially on the block of 57th between 11th and 12th, the big corner Durst, the fantastic building that is sort of like a pyramid and very glassy.
Oh yeah, that is a cool building.
And juxtaposed to the Con Ed building, which is the former IRT powerhouse, which is, it's McKim, Mead, and White, or it's only Stanley White, but it is just the, you know, detail on the brick next to that glassy. I look up a lot. I just love that area.
Another citizen of our country and of the world who puts a debt clock on a building to let us know what our financial condition is right up the street here in Midtown. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but Mr. Durst.
Oh, yes, of course.
The Durst clock. I mean, these are people that really make change for the world.
There are so many people, New Yorkers, and I feel that's one thing of working all these years. And, you know, you kind of overlap, but a lot of young people, they don't know. They don't know we had big videotapes. They don't know, they may know, but probably don't know David Dinkins was the city's first African-American mayor, the 108th. You know, they don't know some highways, some buildings. We're not here at all. And so it's nice to see the growth and to share it too.
I love it, and I love that Sunday morning. What a great show! Actually, my good news is it's a little bit with the same mindset of that Sunday morning, just positive, life affirming.
We need that.
And I got 20 years making it on the internet.
We need that.
So, Dana, last question. I know a lot of people want to talk to you. What's good news for you?
Good news for me is my mom is here today. That's nice.
Was that your mom before? Oh,
yes.
That's great.
Good news is I feel honored and privileged and lucky. I never take it for granted, this important job that I have. And good news, I get my 10,000 steps almost every day. That keeps my feet on the ground and just kind of connected.
You are fantastic. Last question, because we're involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace, September 21st. I've asked thousands of people, including Susan Lucci behind it, what does peace mean to you?
Peace to me means keeping our children safe physically and up here emotionally and mentally, keeping them pure to live their lives and not being, whether it be in other countries or our countries, radicalized or, you know, holed up somewhere, discriminated against. Starting young, that peace. I hope we get more of it and we get world peace at last.
You are one smart cookie. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.